Good morning! Thank you so much for deciding to have a conversation with me this morning. I am so grateful that we are here to talk together. And today is going to be an absolutely great day because it's off to a great start. You're going to do some wonderful things. You're going to get out there. You're going to challenge some things. You're going to tackle some things. And you are going to conquer some things. So it's going to be a great day. And I want to talk with you a little bit about something that happened to me last night. So, you know, it was 8 o'clock and I'm getting the kids kind of tucked into bed. It's dark outside. And all of a sudden, what do I hear on my door? That's right. There is an unannounced knock at my door. And this is an interesting society because, you know, when I was a kid, when somebody knocked at your door, this was like a super exciting thing, right? Like you would trip over your siblings, your own feet, trying to get to the door to see who it was. You know, it was either somebody that you knew or, you know, it was a package being delivered or maybe some flowers were showing up. But whatever it was, you really felt excited for who was on the other side of the door. Well, today it's super different, right? You want to know two things right away. Who are you and what do you want? Like, it is surprising when nobody texts you that they're coming over. And as a matter of fact, I have been in the neighborhood of friends' houses and I thought, oh, I'll just drop by and say hi. And so I'll pull in front of their house and actually call them on the phone to let them know that I am out front and just wanted to know if they wanted to grab a quick cup of tea or, you know, something to that effect. So it's so funny because we press these things on other people. You know, you get a call on your phone and you don't recognize that number. That's what you're thinking. You know, who are they and what do they want? But what's so funny is that we very rarely turn those questions in on ourselves and ask the question, who am I? And what do I want, right? Like when you're standing in the mirror, those are not often the questions that you are asking yourselves. And they are possibly the most important questions that you need to have answered during this lifetime in order to make a life that you love. Now, if you know who you are and if you know what you want, big thumbs up and congratulations. And I want to encourage you to go out there and get it. But if you don't know, it is time that we answer those questions today. And they're not easy, right? Like, who am I? Well, I know a lot of people are tempted to answer that by the work that you do, right? So it's like, who am I? Well, I am a mom and a wife. Or I am a businesswoman and a social media guru. Or I am a businessman and a salesperson. You know, for some reason, we always tend to answer that question of who am I with what we do. And, you know, when I answer who am I, you know, I really say, I'm here, I'm a spiritual being having a human experience, right? Like we hear that a lot. And that is really true for me. Because when I think about my life through that lens, it gives me a different vision for what I want for it, right? So spend some time today thinking about who you are. And I want you to think about what it is that you want. You really have to have some sort of vision for your life. Because if you are out there and you don't have a vision for your life, somebody else is going to put you in their vision for their life. They're going to assign you a role in their vision and in their goal and on their trek to where you want to go. And I'm sure we have all felt this before, right? Like we show up and we want to volunteer and serve. We don't really know what we want to do. And all of a sudden they snatch us up and maybe put us into an area where we didn't exactly want to be. Or we know that we want a job. We don't really have a good vision for what we want to do. So right out of school, we kind of jump on whatever job is out there and we end up doing it for years, right? Right? Like we end up serving or doing something that is not in line with where we want to go because we lack vision. And, you know, that's okay. Everybody starts somewhere. And I'm telling you, it doesn't matter if you are 20 and it doesn't matter if you are 90, you can get a vision for your life and where you want it to go. Now, here's the trick, you guys. Don't listen to the people who are going to tell you you are not who you are. So if you are a spiritual being having a human experience and somebody's going to come along and they're going to tell you, psh, you're not spiritual. You know, we all just kind of die and go back to the dust from whence we came when we, you know, die and our bodies decay and all of that stuff. And they try to take who you are and they try to minimize it, right? Like I'm not sure what you will be. That is totally up to you. But it seems like the second that you decide who you are, there will be people who are going to show up and they're going to tell you that's not who you are. And you're going to have to shut off your ears and get some focus and dig your heels in, right? Like that's grit. Like life has to come with just a little bit of grit in it. And I want you to get gritty and to look those people in the eye. And you don't even have to say anything, right? Lions don't have to roar. You don't have to argue with that person over who you are. You're going to get out there and you are going to show them who you are. And it's not even about them. That's the thing. This is about you and what you are going to do for you. So shut down those people who are going to try to tell you who you are. Take your vision and own it, because that vision is yours. And there will be people who will come along and they will try to tell you that that vision is stupid, right? Like, oh, you can't do a daily podcast. What do you have to tell people every day? You know, oh, you can't homeschool all of your kids. You've got 5 kids. They're all of these ages. If you do that, you're crazy. Or, oh, you can't go own that company or be, you know, the CEO of Google one day because that position's already taken. You know, it doesn't matter. What your vision is something that you have to stick to, and you want to start performing what you are doing with excellence, right? Like if that's your vision, there's going to be a bunch of steps between now and there. And guess what? You can accomplish all of them, and you've got to start today, and you have to start with excellence right where you are. So if one day you want to start a better search engine that maybe doesn't save everybody's information, no offense to Facebook and Google and the people who are doing that, go do it. Start today. And if you are in that area where you have small kids and you don't have 2 brain cells to rub together, that's totally okay. Start doing what you're doing with excellence. That is so important because, as Oprah says, excellence makes you memorable. That is a big quote of hers. Excellence is what makes you memorable. And when people remember you for being excellent, you get to climb up one step higher in the ladder, right? So surround yourself with people who will come alongside and agree with you for who you are and what you want. Napoleon Hill, if you've ever read Think and Grow Rich, he actually talks about having a mastermind group, right? Like you can go and you can get together with this, you know, team every single week, and you're gonna, you know, everybody's gonna support each other in their vision. But I'm telling you, it doesn't have to be that complicated. Get out there and meet them if you don't know them. And if you do know them, go out with them more often. You need people in your life who are going to support who you are and are going to support what you do. You really need that, because sometimes you're going to get up and your head's going to play games with you, and your head is going to suddenly try to convince yourself that you are not who you are and you are not going where you know you're going. So you need some support. Now, from far away, I believe you for where you are going. I believe you're gonna do it. I believe that you're gonna get out of bed every single day and you're gonna nail it, but you need somebody local next to you who will believe that as well. So it might be time to meet some new people or to call up some people that you know, because we are getting out there and we are getting it and we are making it happen. So go make it a great day, everyone.